I used to think my mother was the Shabbos queen. She stands so regally with royal grace and whispers to the king of the universe, Hashem, in a very sheltered place. Behind her covered face, I know that she's not asking him for diamonds. My noble mother doesn't ask for gold. She's asking him to help me study all the Torah's ways and to let her eye behold that joy as she grows old. Oh, and when I grow up, no matter what life brings, Hashem will give me the strength I need to handle it. And I will walk by the light of a thousand Friday nights, and the tefillahs of my mother who always has her candles lit. Oh, and when I grow up, no matter what life brings, Hashem will give me the strength I need to handle it. And I will walk by the light of a thousand Friday nights, and the tefillahs of my mother who always has her candles. My mother turns our home into a palace. Her wisdom and her warmth both make it so. She benches left and I can hear her tender feelings speak without any voice or words but the kiss on my cheek. The Shabbos candle's light is gentle and so soft. It smooths away her forehead's every crease. Troubles of the past week disappear, all our fears and worries cease in this moment of peace. Oh, and when I grow up, no matter what life brings, Hashem will give me the strength I need to handle it. And I will walk by the light of a thousand Friday nights, and the tefillahs of my mother who always has her candles lit. I think of how it hurts my mother when I'm doing wrong, when I do not let my good side show. But this week I decide I will make my mother proud, because how else will she know that I love her so? Each mitzvah I will do will be a diamond.